you will have met people like this. They love to talk about faith. They love to talk about God. But as soon as you open the Bible and speak about something that God has actually said, there's an immediate pushback.
Welcome to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, probably all of us have had a situation along those lines. Somebody maybe even pops into your mind when you hear that. And when we encounter situations like that, is there a helpful response or a great way to handle that?
Yeah, well, we certainly will run into it, is the first thing to say. I mean, you will have a friend, a neighbor, a colleague, a family member, and they'll say, oh, I like to think of God like this. And one way that you might be able to respond is to say, well, you know, we all like to have our own opinions, but, you know, you can't stake your life and your eternity on a personal opinion that lives in you and will die with you. You have to have a better foundation for faith than that. And that gets us on to the question and the discussion that really matters. What is the foundation of faith? It must be something better than my opinion, your opinion, or someone else's opinion. And thank God there is a solid foundation of faith, and that is that God himself has spoken. And that's why we want to encourage people to open the Bible and see what he said. That's how faith is formed, and that's what we're trying to do each day on the program and what we're going to do again today.
That's right. So open your Bible to the book of Hebrews chapter 11 as we continue our message, Faith Listens to God. Here is Pastor Colin.
On the day that Adam and Eve sinned, Scripture tells us that the Lord God made for Adam and his wife garments of skins and clothed them. Now here's the question. Where did the skins come from? You cannot make a garment of skins without the death of an animal. And I believe that the first sacrifice was made on the day that the very first sin was committed, right there in the Garden of Eden. Again, let me quote John Brown on this. We read that God clothed our first parents with the skins of animals. And by far, he says, the most probable account of this matter is that they were the skins of animals which God had commanded them to offer in sacrifice. Now again, I'm convinced that this is the case, and here's another reason why. God had said to Adam and Eve, "Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." And then remember, Satan came into the garden and Eve told him what God had said. And the enemy said, "You shall not surely die." So there's a direct contradiction. God says, "You shall surely die." Satan says, "You shall not surely die." Who's telling the truth? Who's to be believed in the garden? Who are we to trust? Well, God said, in the day that you eat of it, the tree, you shall surely die, and death did come to the garden that day. In the mercy of God, it did not come on Adam and on Eve directly. It came on a lamb that died in their place. Another life was laid down so that their life might be spared. And while they would go on into another fallen world in which, a different world in which sin had its ravaging effects and eventually led to their death, room was created for reconciliation with God. And it happened because of the sacrifice of the Lamb. Now, the Bible is a progressive revelation. What that means is that as you go through the Bible story, what God is telling us becomes clearer and clearer and clearer until it becomes super clear in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we stand this side of the coming and dying and rising and ascending of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're able to look back from the super clarity that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you look back, you're able to see, the seeds of that, God's unchanging truth, go all the way back right to the very beginning of time. God's way of making sinners right with himself has never changed. It has always been through a life laid down in sacrifice in our place. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden itself. Now, if God had revealed this to Adam and Eve, you can be absolutely sure that they taught it to their children. Can you imagine Adam and Eve talking to their boys at the end of another day of back-breaking work as the guys were sweating it out there in the fields? And in the evening, they're sitting round fire. And Adam says, "Oh, boys, the world was not always like this. There was a time when your mom and I enjoyed a life that you have never known, in a place that you have never seen. The God who made us filled our lives with all kinds of good gifts in a perfect world. And you know what? At the end of the day, instead of being exhausted like we are right now with all this work, what happened was that God himself appeared to us. He walked with us in the garden in the cool of the day." "You mean you and Mom actually saw God?" "Yes, we did. But then here's what happened. We were tempted and we sinned. God gave us one command for our own protection and we broke it. And after that, we ran. We hid from God. And when he came and found us, I thought we were done for. God had said it would be death that would come, but God is a God of mercy. And on that day, we learned that another life would be laid down for us so that our lives would be spared." Cain and Abel knew what God had revealed in the garden, and Abel believed the revelation. He knew himself to be a sinner. He trusted the provision that God had made. By faith, Hebrews says, he offered the more acceptable sacrifice. But Cain did not believe what God had revealed. Oh, he acknowledged that God exists. He acknowledged that God was the author of the good gifts in his life. But he did not believe that he was a sinner. He did not believe that another life needed to be laid down for his. And so he chooses to bring an offering that is pleasing to him and then finds to his surprise that it is not pleasing to God. Now, that's the story, and I want, in the time that remains now, to apply it to us and to what it means for us to live by faith today. And here's the central and most important application for us to grasp today. Faith listens to God. It was by faith that Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. Now, to be clear, if you had the opportunity of meeting with Cain and spoke to him, he would have insisted that he also had faith. I mean, if you went to Cain and said to him, "Now, Cain, here's the thing. You really need to have faith like your brother Abel," Cain would have been very offended. He'd say to you, "Well, what do you mean? I have faith. My faith's very important to me. I believe in God. I'm a farmer. And I know that it's God who makes the sun to shine and it's God who sends the rain. And that's why when I have a harvest, well, I bring a part of it in order to express my thanksgiving to God, my gratitude for all that he has done. What do you mean I need to have faith?" Cain believed in God. He believed, as many people today believe, that the good things in life are gifts from God's hand. But he would not believe what God had said. He would not listen to what God had revealed. And that comes out very clearly. If you follow the story of Cain, you'll see that this is what is made very clear. Because after this incident with the sacrifice that was offered, the gift that was placed on the altar but not accepted by the Lord, Genesis 4 and verse 6, we read, "The Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry and why is your face fallen?'" Listen, the Lord said to Cain. Here's what that means. Way back in these early days, Cain heard the audible voice of God as clearly as Saul of Tarsus heard the audible voice of the risen and ascended Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. And God, in an audible voice, speaking to this man, gives him an open invitation. If you do well, will you not be accepted? Cain, you are invited to come to God, but you must come in the way he has appointed. You too can be accepted. You too can be commended as righteousness, but you must come to God in the way that he has revealed. You're a sinner, Cain, and the only way that you can be right before God is on the basis of trusting the sacrifice of a life that is laid down for you. And not only does God give to him that direct invitation, God also gives him this warning. If you do not do well, sin crouches at the door. That's Genesis 4 and verse 7. Sin crouches at the door. Now, that's actually the very first time that the word sin is used in the Bible. Sin. What is sin? Well, God explains it in a way that Cain could easily understand. He knew what a wild animal is. And God says to him, in effect, now, Cain, you know how it is that when you go to sleep at night, you light a fire so that you keep wild animals at a distance from you. Well, here's what you need to know. There's a principle, and it's at work even within you. It's called sin, and it's like a wild animal, and it's out to destroy you. And if you will not believe what God has revealed, and if you will not trust what God has promised, sin will overpower you. But Cain will not listen to God. Think about this. God spoke to him with an audible voice from heaven. And if you read in Genesis chapter 4, God speaks repeatedly to him. I think it's five times it's there. The Lord said to Cain, the Lord said to Cain, the Lord said to Cain. And every time God speaks from heaven, Cain answers back. He's always got a rebuttal. It's always, yes, but. He always disagrees with what God says. Now, you will have met people like this. They love to talk about faith. They love to talk about God. But as soon as you open the Bible and speak about something that God has actually said, there's an immediate pushback. Oh, yes, but there's an answer for everything God has said. They're not listening. But faith listens to what God has said because it is formed and it is fed by the Word of God. Are you listening to what God says in Scripture? I mean, just to take these verses. Are you listening when God says sin crouches at the door? Really, you are absolutely dependent on the power and presence of the Holy Spirit this week if you're to resist the power of temptation that otherwise will come against you and always seeks to destroy you. You hear that? Do you hear what God says in Scripture today as we're looking at these verses, that there is a sacrifice that has been offered once for all for you? We're going to see that around the Lord's table in just a few moments' time. And that because of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is possible for all of your guilt to be erased, all of your shame to be covered. And by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you will look to him, that you will be commended as righteous before God today. You hear that? Not on the basis of what you have done, but on the basis of what Christ has done being applied to you. Well, faith is formed and it is fed by the Word of God. Faith listens to God. And here's how faith will be formed for you and how it will grow for you over a lifetime as you immerse yourself in Scripture, as Scripture is drip-fed into your life, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, over a lifetime. That's how faith is formed. And that is how faith will grow. Faith listens to God, what he said, what he's promised in the Scripture.
You're listening to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Faith Listens to God. And that really is the first application of this message. I hope you'll stay tuned as we're going to continue to see how this truth applies to our lives. If you ever miss a broadcast, come to the website, listen online. The website address is unlockingthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen on the go if you have the Unlocking the Bible app. It's free, and we'll link you to that when you come to the website, unlockingthebible.org, or you can find the app by going to your favorite app store and simply look for Unlocking the Bible. Well, let's get back to the message as we continue to see the applications of faith listening to God. Again, here is Pastor Colin.
Faith listens to God, what he said, what he's promised in the scripture. Second application, and much more briefly, faith can never be silenced. This is very wonderful. Hebrews 11 and verse 4, through his faith, though he that is Abel died, he still speaks. Now, what we learn from this remarkable story is, of course, that true faith that believes what God has revealed, trusts what God has promised, will always provoke the world's anger. And what we have in the story of Cain and Abel is the world's very first attempt to silence the voice of faith. Here's Cain, and he's brought an impressive gift, as he sees it, to God. Believes in God, he's come to worship, he's brought his gift. Surely God will be pleased with this man. And we're told that for Cain and for his offering, the Lord had no regard. I mean, it wasn't that he didn't bring enough fruit and vegetables. His offering didn't even get God's attention. And he's angry. How dare God disregard me and what I have done? You know, what we really feel towards God is often revealed when he doesn't give us what we want. And Cain gets really angry with God, and of course his anger that's towards God spills over on his believing brother. And I can picture very easily, and perhaps you know this experience with someone that you love who does not believe, does not listen to God. Abel trying to win his brother. Oh, brother Cain, it breaks my heart to see you like this. Will you not bring the sacrifice that God has revealed? You too can be commended as righteous. Who do you think you are to tell me what to bring? You think you're the voice of God or something? No. I'm just telling you what God has said. Oh, you're always trying to make out that you're better than me, aren't you? No, that's not what it is, Cain. I just wish that you would listen to what God has said, but Cain won't listen. And over time, his anger increases. And then Genesis chapter 4 and verse 8, we're told Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Now, you see what's happening here? Cain is determined to silence the voice of faith that irritates him. Abel's been bearing witness to him. And Cain doesn't want to hear it anymore, and he comes up with the ultimate solution in terms of silencing the voice. And of course, that's exactly the position that these first Hebrew believers were in. Here are Hebrew believers who are worshiping Jesus and trusting him, and the whole culture is coming down on them like a ton of bricks, trying to silence them and snuff them out. That's why their property was being plundered. That's why some of them were in prison. And here's the message that must have been an encouragement to them as it is for us today. We're seeing from Hebrews in chapter 11, the voice of faith can never be silenced. Through his faith, though Abel died, he still speaks. Think about this. From the very first generation of children born into the world, the very first generation of born children in the history of the world, this man who had a short life has taught every generation of human history the fundamental principle that's at the heart of the Bible, that we are commended as righteous before God on the basis of a life that is laid down for us. Luther says very beautifully, he who, when he was alive, could not teach even his only brother, now that he is dead, teaches the whole world. Abel speaks across the centuries, bearing abiding witness to the faith that listens to what God has revealed and trusts what God has promised and rests in the sacrifice that God himself has provided. And then here's the very last thing. Faith listens to God. It can never be silenced. And lastly, faith rests in Christ and in what he has accomplished. The story, like every story in the Bible, points us to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's the question that's right there in our verse. What does it take for a person to be commended as righteous before a holy God? What's it going to take for you to be right with God? Couldn't be a more important question than that. And the answer is a life must be laid down in sacrifice. And Abel's offering of the carcass of the lamb all those years ago points forward to Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Abel presented a firstborn lamb from the flock. God gives his one and only Son and presents him as the sacrifice for our sins. And he was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And our sins were laid on him. And he really did die in our place. And God demonstrated that Jesus is the acceptable sacrifice. Not by sending fire from heaven, but by raising him from the dead. And today and every day, therefore, it stands true that through Jesus Christ and what he has accomplished, all who believe will be commended as righteous before Almighty God.
What a reminder that real faith listens to Christ and what he has accomplished. You're listening to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called Faith Listens to God. It's part of our series, Living by Faith. And if you ever miss a broadcast in the series, or you just want to go back and listen again, you can do that by coming to our website, unlockingthebible.org. You know, if you're a regular listener to the program, you know Unlocking the Bible is a listener-supported broadcast. And as you give a gift to support of any amount this month, we want to send you a book from Pastor Colin. It is the one-year Unlocking the Bible devotional. And Colin, who did you write this devotional book for?
Well, you know, I think the best thing I could do to help any person would be to help that person get rooted in the Word of God. So I don't want to make this a sort of narrow kind of target group. For any person, we live by the Word of God. That's what Jesus says. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so to have the Word of God, as it were, drip fed into your life every day is how you're going to have peace and hope and joy and wisdom and strength. All these things come from God and they come through His Word. And the Unlocking the Bible devotional is very simply a way to get a little part of the Word of God into your life every day. Just one page. You could read this in 2 or 3 minutes. Or if you want to spend more time, there's a whole chapter of the Bible that you can read each day and it will take you through the Bible story. So this is really an opportunity to get the Word into your life and to get you into the Word of God. And I'm confident that it will be a means of blessing to everyone who uses it this year.
Well, we want to send you a copy of the one-year Unlocking the Bible devotional. It's our gift to you as you give a financial gift of any amount this month. You can give online at unlockingthebible.org or call us at 1-866-865-6253. The website is unlockingthebible.org and the phone number 1-866-UNLOCKED. Well, thanks for listening today, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Unlocking the Bible. What did it look like to walk with God in the Old Testament? And is this possible for us today? Find out next time on Unlocking the Bible.